Para español, marque el número 1.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Terrence. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. I just got transferred to you. I was, I guess, in the middle of trying to get the roadside assistance, and I guess you transferred me to you.
Okay. So you need roadside assistance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you. What's the name on the first name on the policy?
Simeon, that is C as in Charlie, I as in India, M as in Mike, E as in Echo, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
And the last name?
Hairston, that's H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, I as in India, R as in Romeo, S as in Sierra, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Okay. And what happened that you needed? Did you need roadside assistance?
I have a 2006 Cadillac CTS. It's in one location that I use. I gotta get it towed to the house.
Okay. And go ahead and verify the address on the policy for me.
All right, 1600 Travelers Rest. That's Travelers Rest Court. That's Laverne, Tennessee, 37086.
Okay, and what's the phone number on the policy?
615-977-1552.
And the make and model of the vehicle once again.
Cadillac CTS 2006.
Okay, like I said, I'm more than happy to assist you with this. I'm going to notate the account, and then I'm going to give you the credentials that you need, that dispatch is going to need when they pick up the phone with you. And then I'm going to give you your dispatch number to give them a call to get that tow truck out to you. Just bear with me one moment and place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and notate all this in your policy, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Simeon, thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give you, first I'm going to give you the dispatch number.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one moment. Okay. Hold on one moment. My computer screen went back. Okay, the dispatch number is 1-866-936-0485.
I'm going to read that back. You say 1-866-936-0485?
That's correct. And then I'm going to give you your member number. That's going to be 00179-39089.
I called the wrong place in, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're claims customer service. We work in the same department, same building. So this is just the information that they're going to ask you when you call in for dispatch. The number you'll call, and then I'll ask you your member number. They're going to ask you your agent number, which is 45089.
Is 0 what now?
Yeah, 45089. That's the agent number. Okay. Your product number is 131. And your plan number is C as in Charlie, 11.
Okay. So I need to call that number, the first one you get.
Yeah, that's the dispatch number. That's for tow trucks.
Okay.
Once you give them that information, they'll get it out to you, get the tow out to you. Then once you get the tow, just, you know, word of advice, make sure that you get the tow receipt. And then on the tow receipt, tell the tow driver it has to show your method of payment, how you paid for the tow. And then you send us that, call us back, we'll start a claim for reimbursement. And then you send us that document, that tow receipt, and then, you know, we'll send you the reimbursement in the form of a check. So just make sure you get the tow receipt when you get towed.
Well, see, okay, well, Tim, I don't mind paying for them, but my thing is there any way I can get that set up? Because right now I'm currently not with the car. It's actually at a shop, and I have to get it. I'm out in a whole different state right now. Can I pay for it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Repeat. Say what you're saying.
So the thing is, right now, I'm on vacation right now.
Uh-huh.
And I had the car. It's at Firestone. Like, a long story short, it's at a Firestone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not able to get it. And they're like, yeah, we're going to start charging you this, that, and the other. And I have to get it out, you know. So I don't have anyone to. I have my mother, who's also on my policy, to go get it, but like, she's elderly and stuff, and it's like way out the way, so she can't go get it, and so I have to get it towed back to the house.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I can pay for it over the phone or whatever they need. It's just I can't physically.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that would have to. Yeah. You would have to, when you call dispatch, ask them that, because see, where I'm in claims, we don't take any forms of payment, and that's a whole different. I wouldn't even know what their knowledge is in dispatch. We're in claims, customer service claims. So take that number, call them, and ask them that question when you call them.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Simeon, I'd just like to thank you once again for calling the claims department. And my name is Terrace. And go ahead and enjoy. Hope you can enjoy the rest of your vacation out there.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.